According to a January 2013 report by the Fiscal Policy Institute, a person working full-time would earn around $3,000 more a year if New York's minimum wage goes to $8.75, as Governor Andrew Cuomo recommended in his State of the State address. On Thursday, Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver amended the plan he laid out 13 months ago so that it would increase New York's minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $9 starting in 2014 and bind future increases to inflation. The Manhattan Democrat previously sought a jump to $8.50. While that extra 50 cents an hour may not seem like much, Mark Dunleavy, executive director of the Hunger Action Network of New York State, says it would make a big difference for many who are struggling.
The reality is that's a bag of food for a low-income family who, you know, struggled to feed themselves and often have to turn and use food pantries and soup kitchens.
The last minimum wage increase for New Yorkers came in 2004 when it was agreed it should be raised from $5.15 to $7.15 over 3 years. The federal rate rose to $7.25 an hour in 2009, which in turn forced the state rate up by a dime. Senator Tim Kennedy represents Erie County.
A family of three that is living off of the minimum wage is actually living below the federal poverty line. And that's unacceptable anywhere. It's especially unacceptable here in New York State, the Empire State that should be setting the precedent for the nation and being behind 19 other states in the nation when it comes to raising the minimum wage is not being a leader. So it's time that New York State steps up, reestablishes ourselves as a leader as it pertains to working families, and raises the minimum wage in the very, very near future.
Suggested cost of living adjustments have garnered the most opposition from business lobbyists who argue employers will find it difficult to afford the increases. The 3,000-member strong Business Council of New York State says employers will be forced to either cut jobs, reduce workers' hours, or pass the increased costs on to their customers by raising prices. Business Council President and CEO Heather Brichetti.
The vast majority of our members do not pay minimum wage, but many of them would be impacted because it does cause wage compression, that is, wage schedules that are built off of minimum wage. So you do have pressure on jobs that are not minimum wage jobs all the way up the food chain. And some of these are larger employers, many of whom have entry-level jobs, like grocery store chains, where you have people who are coming into their first job as a bagger. I'm not suggesting that those even are minimum wage, but an increase in minimum wage certainly will impact their wage scale.
Brichetti also worries about the impact on troubled youth as entry-level jobs would diminish in number. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, 19 states and the District of Columbia have minimum wages higher than New York's. The highest is Washington at $9.19 per hour. Brooklyn Senator Kevin Parker has been pushing for a minimum wage higher than $9 an hour.
My proposal really is a New York State proposal, and it's really predicated on a Fiscal Policy Institute study that indicates that we should have been indexing minimum wage since 1970. And had we done that, we would at this time be at $11.15. And so it really would take us further than the $9 that the president is proposing. So $9 is great for the country, but here in the state of New York, we really ought to be at $11.15.
A spokesman for Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos, who last year called a minimum wage hike a job killer, says Skelos would prefer to wait for Congress to act before taking any action on minimum wage legislation in Albany. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.